Zimmer says, Tony, Reb Chia, the Yisuda Mishur B'Levi. Reb Chia brings the proof of Mishur B'Levi. It says what? In Kesef Humak, we bring a lamb for Korban. Vlad Rishon Korov, the first Vlad you have, could be brought for Korban. But Vlad Sheni any Korov. And also, Hu Korov, V'yein Vlad Kola Kochim Korov. So only this is brought, but not the Vlad of other Kochim. So the question is, Vlad Demai, what are we talking about? Rashi Kumamayat, which Vlad are we talking about they can't bring for Korban? The amount of Vien Vlad, a Vlad other Korban is not brought. Idiyoyla Vyoshmi, if we're talking about a Korban Oyla and a Korban Oshem, Schorimheim, anyway. Vinei Vloy Bnei Vladheim. A Korban Oyla and a Korban Oshem is only brought from a Zohar, so they can't have kids anyway. Idiyoyla, this is talking about a Korban Chat, this is Vlad, Pshita. That's Silchas Agamirulod, Lemisa, that's one of the Lachal Moshim signifies that the Vlad of a Chat is goes Lemisa. Some Ravino, Lesuya Vlad Hamuseris. Means say the Vlad of a Korban Maisa. The Vlad of a Korban Maisa, that one is not brought. Rashi said, Vlad Hamuseris, Maisa Vehema, Shiyotasa Nekeva Basilasa, the tenth one was Nekeva. Vyachadena gave birth, Vlad Dena Korov. That you can't bring for Korban, and Liro Vyacha Bemuma Labailam, Kedin Maisa Shinecha Bemuma Labailam. So more is the question, Vlad HaMais is normally quoted in this special Pasuk for to say that the Vlad is not Korah for Korbin. Like you're dashing this Pasuk right now that says in Kesev Hu Makriv that the Vlad Rishon is Korah, Vlad Shen is then Korbin. It says Lashon Hu, only Hu Makriv, but not a Maiser. What are the Pasuk here for? Avor Avor Mi Bechor Kol Gormaloi. We always learn out the halacha of Maiser Veino from Bechor. And Rashi says, U Bechor Le Korah Vlad Dido. Rashi said, Do leka Vlad the Bechor, do Zochru. That there's no Vlad, the Bechor is a Zochru. But since the Bechor has no Vlad, who are did by Meister Ben Rus, so the Vlad is not Korv. So Mursa Itzrach, no need a Posek. Sako Tartach Aminoch, ain't done an Efshe, Mishi Efshe. I can't learn out Meister Ben from Bechor. Because you know why Bechor, the Vlad is not brought? Because you don't have a Bechor, you don't have a Vlad. A Bechor is a Zochru, a Zochru can't have a Vlad. But maybe Meister Ben that could be the tenth one, could be in the Keva. So when it's in the cave, I would have thought to say maybe it's Vlad is Korah for Korban. So Kamash from this pasuk over here, no, it says Hu Makriv, and not only over here by Yishlomim with your parsha of Vlad, and not by the parsha of a Bechor of a Maisa. Yeah. Now it says, but also Kuraldi quotes is also Hu Makriv Vlad Rishon, but Vlad Shen ain't a Korah. So that's not the Gzeras Akosa, that's Taminas Machta here. But you see, right to this Yisoid, that the Chomashit, even though the first Vlad could be brought, but the second Vlad, then already we see your intentions are to grow a whole flock of sheep, and then we'll Machma and Midrabban to say, you can Korban. Yeah. Another one says, Hey, Rav Shimon River Papayas. They both said this, that they once had a Torah, that it was brought for Korban Pesach, they ate it on Pesach for Shlomim, and then the king was brought on Chag. For the Rav, according to Rav Ashita, the Yom he holds, Kodeshim, if you have a Korban, Kivon Shavra Aleim Reglecha, once Regal passes by, Kol Yom V'Yom, Oivra Aleim B'Bal Tachar, you're over the Avera B'Bal Tachar. If you're Makrav, you have a Makdish, a Korban, so luckily you have time to bring it until the first Yom Tov comes by. As soon as the first Yom Tov comes by, you have the Chiv to bring it, if not, you're over B'Bal Tachar. See, if you have this poor round bike, and then it gets over B'Bal Tachar, how can you leave it over until Sukkot? It's up for the Gemara, Miatzeres, Boye Michli, should aid it by Shavuos. And here it's Chag. Boshechach, Shoyechel, Miatzeres. Turned out that the owner was sick and on Shavuos, and he couldn't go early regal. So therefore, he couldn't bring his korban to Yishlayim. Therefore, he went until Sukkot. Ravashi Yoma, my Chag, Nami, they turned out the Mishnah means Chag. Chag Shavuos, Tanach Nami. The attack aided on Chag Shavuos. So that a cash on Rovo. The attack brought it the first Yom to fifth of Pesach. They brought it on Shavuos. Vidach, the one that asked the question though, he held like this. That kol heicha dekatoni Pesach toni atzeres. Whenever we talk about Pesach and then the next yontif we really meant Shavuos, it should have said atzeres. When the Mishnah says the word chag, the kura means sukkos. For the Gemara, hochi if so, mayas adusayu. If that's the case, that Taki, you want to tell me that Taki ate it on Shavuos, so what's the chiddush? What Eidus is saying over? The kura pshita. The Rashi's like, mayas lashminon. If Yishtamiv would have told us that Sukkis, so good, you're teaching us now, you're not over about Tachar. If you're telling me now that Chag in the Mishnah, Tachar means Shavuos, so then what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? What's the Chiddush? So Gemara says, the Chiddush is, La Fuki Midi Rab Leza. The yom of vlad shlomim lo yikrav heals that midrabbanan he can bring the vlad of shlomim for korban is kamasid. The yom of vlad shlomim lo yikrav shlomim is kamasid. This from Papayas is saying already this. He saw the mice happen was that kamasid who the korav yes. And this was the mice that the mother was brought for korban shlomim on Pesach, and the vlad was brought for korban shlomim on Shavuos. So you see, not like Reb Elazar, that the vlad of a shlomim could be brought. Now the Mishnah says, vlad toido utmurosom, the vlad of a korban toido, or the tmur of a korban toido, vlad vlodon, the grandchildren, vlad vlod masav kolom, how many deras generations you have, haray elu ketoido. The Avalocha like a korban toida, mashma the yah bruat, or bevad shein tunim lechem. The only chizur they don't have to have their own lechem. The mice is brought to craven. Rashi says in the cholim liyem v'layla, you have to eat them one day and one night. We know and immediately how do we know this? Tana rabbanim, ma when Moshe Pesach say yakrivenu, what's the lashon of yakrivenu? Rashi says a yakrivim al toidi yakrivenu vehikriv to every motzla michtov. So what's the word Yakrivenu for? So Morris says, Mafrish Toido, you set aside a korban Toido. Viovda, you lost it. Verfer Shacheras Tachter, and you set aside a second one instead of the first one. And then Venimta, so Rishon, you found the first one. For Reshtayim, I'm just, and both of them are in front of you right now, so you have two korban Toidos. So in 9, how do I know what to say? Sheyir Tzayakra, whichever one you want you to bring. Falach, Mimo, whichever one you choose, that's the one you have to bring the 40 lechems on. Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, Toydi Yakriv, Mashmi, you have a choice, either one you want you could bring. Yachl, I would have thought to say, Teishniya Tuna Lechem, maybe the second one also needs lechem. Tam Lem, that's the Pasuk, no, Yakrivenu, Mashmachat Floishtayim, the only one needs the lechem and not two. Fredimor Menayla Rabbis, Vlodois, Tmuras Vechalipois, how do we know to say the Vlad of a Toyda? Or the tumura of a korban, or the chalipas of a toida is brought. Tam lem, the pasuk says, Rashi says chalipas here means we were in ovda, like the case before, where you set aside one and you lost it, then you set aside a second one. So how do we know this? Tam lem, it says v'yim al toida mashma. There's another one to it. Yocha, maybe if so, yekulon tunis lechem. Maybe all of them taka have to have a lechem brought. Yeah, Tamlem it says no. Al zevach ha-toida means toida tuna lechem for loiv lodo tumrosam chifosa tuna lechem. So here to the dashim and the psukim here that only the korban itself needs a lechem, the toida itself, and not the ribuyim, not its toida, not its tumura, not its vlad, not its chlipa. There you bring the toida without its lechem. Now the Mishnah says tumuras oila. Or the tumor of a korban oila. Vlad tumura, vlad vlad of vlad of atzef kol oilam, haray elu kailam. That the tumor of a korban oila could even be in a kever also. Because even though the oila itself could only be a zachor, but you could take the korban oila and make tumura onto a nekeva. So let's say the tumura was nekeva, the tumura gave birth. So that's the lock of the vlad tumura, and then iskrincha, vlad vlad of vlad of atzef kol oilam, they'll have a lock like a korban oila. Well, therefore, these tumuras also need hefshit, you have to first skin it. For nituach, you have to cut it up into pieces. For kol lishum, you have to burn the whole thing. But what's going to be hamafresh nekeva, let's say lechachila, you set aside a nekeva for a korban oila. For yolda, so lechuri, you can't bring it for korban, it's not fit to be brought. But you amakdish it. And then it gave birth. For yolda, zocho, is a machlokes. Yiru achi stovu, you have to wait till it comes a balmum. The yimchur and then sell it. The yovi bedomer voila, but the money being korban oila. Reb Elazar wants to know huatz meyakor voila. This kid can be brought for korban oila, since the mother has a kedushas oila on it. Just it's in a cave, it can be brought. But the mice that gives birth now, the kid is called a regular korban oila. It's even brought. Mora says maish no reisha to lepoz hakem in the reisha. Rashi says gavi vlad tumuras oila to lepolig rabbonin. The medivra yakor koma. Haray hein de kravim. It's like a regular korban oila. Well, maishna sefer the polik. How come the ma sefer second machloekas? The other rabbanim say it's not korv. As a sefer gabi vlad oila polik rabbanim the watz molayakri velo domov. So how come they don't argue in the ratio then? So it says, Omer Rabbo, Bar Bachono, but Machlokes Shnuyah Chaim, it's like a Machlokes Shnuyah. Rashi says, Kishem Shecholkim B'Seif, Kacholkim Rishayna. For Rashi says, Tonya, Rei Elu Kailo, that's only Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezi. For Rav Omano, Afilu Teimu Rabbonin. Ad kan le pol gulei de Rabbi Lezer lo, ka be mafrish to kevel lo. They only argue when you mafrish on the kevel to be a korban elo. The Eimo le krevo, that the mother is not brought for korban at all. Therefore, the vlad is also not brought. Avul tamura, the ema nami kreva, but the tamura that the mother itself is brought for korban is afilu rabbanu meida, that the vlad of the tamura is also brought for korban. In other words, the question of miyomer Rabbi Lezer is true that yakrev oilo, that the kid itself could be brought for korban hu atzmai, again that the vlad of a nekeva, when you are mafresh a nekeva for an oilo, and now it gives birth. Is it true that Rabbi Lezer says this kid can be brought for korban olam or a minu? It says tmuras osham vlad tmura, the kid of it, or vlad vladim at seif olam till the end of all the is all the generation. How many grandchildren you have? All of them is yiro. You have to let them pasture in the fields. Ashi is told till they become a balmum, and then v'yimcha sell them and v'yipul double the nadava. You can sell us money for nadava, but not that's brought for korban. Reb Lezer Oymer Yemais, you have to let them die. Reb Lezer Oymer Yovi B'demei Merlo, with this money sell it and bring the money for Korban Erlo. So the Eik is B'domimim, but who Atzmoloi, only the value of it, but not in itself. It's according to the theory of Reb Lezer. And the Gemara in Reb Lezer, Omer Rav Chizda, Reb Lezer, the Rehan Rabban and Karmelo. It's like this, literally, according to me, myself, spherely, the Afilu Vlad Nami Karmelo, and Echanami. I myself hold even the Vlad is brought for Korban Erlo. But the Tchu, according to you, the Amrisid, you say you rode, you have to let a pasture, Oidu Lemi agreed to me, the Moteris, the Moistas Lenidvas Yochid Azli, that the money goes for Korban Yochid. For Yamla, they say no, Moistas left over money, the Nidvas Tibrazli goes for the Korban. Rabbi Lama Adkan Lekomer, Rabbi Lezer, who Atzma Yakrevoyle, Lava Mafresh, the Kavali Erla, Yika Shemerla Limai. When does Rabbi Lezer say it only when your mother is clearly the mother to be a korban oila? So I call upon a chal l'shem oila on the mother. Avagabi tmura, avagabi tmuras oshem. The lek is shem oila lima. There's no shem oila on the mother. Therefore, mother Rabbi Lezer that the children cannot be brought for korban oila. Because the question was before that even though by tmura of an oshem we know it's halach l'mosh mitzinai that yiro ashtistov you can't bring the mother. But the question was that tmura gives birth. Why don't we say the tmur of it, since the Maisa din is its oimit to be brought for Maisa for Korban Oila, why don't we say it itself could be brought for Korban Oila? Just like he says, when you mafresh in the cave for an Oila, and that's a teretz, when you mafresh the mother for an Oila, it's chal Hashem Oila on the mother. So here it's only Noshim, therefore it's not chal. Alright. Here we're holding the few testament Aleph. We just start over again from the last Mishnah again, from the Yud Chesam Abayis. That the Mishnah again says that Tumuras Oilo and Vlad Tumuro, a Tumur of a Korban Oilo, and the Vlad of the Tumuro, or else Vlad, Vlad, Vlodom, Asadkul Oilom, has a right Eilukur, they have a right Eilukur, they have a same like Korban Oilo. And therefore, Utunun Hefshet, that the Tumur of a Korban Oilo, you have to make skin it, Vinituach, slice it up, Vicholul, Lishim, and then burn the whole thing like a regular korban oshim or a regular korban oila. What's going to be hamafresh nekevul oila? Let's say you set aside a nekevul for korban oila. Then we know when the cave is not fit for korban oila. Korban oila has to be from a zochor, not from a nekevul. So the locher is viyolda. Then let's say this nekevul gives birth. Viyolda zoch is birth to a zochor. So then is yiroach yistavu. This zochor is not fit to be brought for korban, even though it's a zochor. So you have let it pasture in the field, still becomes a bamum. And then the yimchor, you sell it, the yovi bedom of oila. And with the money, you're able to bring a korban oila. Because Pasha, this, the vlad, gets the kedusha from its mother. And since its mother also is not fit to be brought for korban because it was in the keva. So the same din is upon the mother. That's like a tchal kedusha zagufa on the mother. Enough to say that you have to wait till it becomes a bamum. And then you poidu it, and with the money, you bring a korban oila. So the same thing applies with the vlad also. On this, Rabbi Eliezer Weimer no. Harei Yuatzma Yaakov Erli says no, that the kid itself could be brought for Korban Erlo, even though the mother cannot be brought for Korban Erlo, but the kid could be brought for Korban Erlo. So more is the question, Maishna Reisha Deloy Polik, how can the Rabbanim do not argue in the Reisha? Or Maishna Seifa the Pligi, how can the Rabbanim argue in the Seifa? There's no Seifa here, the Rabbanim hold, that since the mother is not fit to be brought, so then the Vlad also is not fit to be brought. The question of the Reisha, and let's say the Tumuras Oyla means, or let's say the Vlad Tumura. Vlad Tumura means that you made an Akeva into a Tumura. You had a Korban Oyla, which was a Zohar, and you took a behemoth in the keva, and you said, Zutachazu. So it's Chal the Kedusha's Tumura on this Nekeva. But is the mother, is this Tumura fit to be brought for Korban Oyla? No, because it's in a keva. Still, the Reisha Mishnah says, when it has a Vlad, the Vlad could be brought. That's the question. Why doesn't Rabbanu argue and say in the Reisha that since the mother, the Tumur itself cannot be brought, since it's in a keva, can't be brought for a Korban Eila, you have to sell it, and with the Domim, say the same thing with the Vlad also. How come only by the Vlad and the Sefer, where the mother will mafresh the mother lechatira for Korban Eila, the other Chum say the Vlad is not brought, so why not by the Tumura should be the same thing? If the Tumura is in a keva, it should be the same halacha. So first the Gemara says, Omer Rabba Bar Bachono, v'machlekes shenu nechlem, v'tekes v'machlekes. And Rabbi Lezi, the Reisha also goes according to Rabbi Lezi. But according to Chachamim and Chachamim, they would say the Vlad of a Tumura of an Oilef, if the Tumura is in the cave, it's not brought for Korban Oilef. For Rav Amano, Rav says, Afilu Tem Rabba, even if you want to say it goes according to Rabbanon. Nothing like this. Ad kan lay pligi oled Rabbi Lezi. When did Rabbanon argue Rabbi Lezi in the Seifa? Ila gabi mafrish nekev lu yerla. We set aside in the cave for Korban Oilef. The ima like kareva, the mother, since she's in the cave, she's not fit for being for a kareva. She has no kedushas akareva. Therefore, the vlad can't be better than the mother. The vlad does not have kedushas akareva. Avol tamura, but by the tamura there means true. The mother, the tamura now, was in the cave, and you made it a tamura from a korban zocher and oilam. So the ima nami kareva, that the mother itself could be brought, meaning to say, Rashi says, not the real mother, not the Tumura, but where did the Tumura get its Kedusha from? From the Korban Eila. Since the Korban Eila itself could have been brought, is Afilu Rabbanu Maida, Rabbanu also agree now, that even though the Tumura, which is in the cave, cannot be brought, but its Vlad, which is a Zohar, takes like its Kedusha, which started out from the original Korban Eila, which could be brought for that Krova. So therefore it goes down to Kedusha Sakrova, therefore even the Rabbanu agree, the Vlad could be brought for Korban. Now the Gemara is the question, the truth of Rabbi Lezer Taka says like this, that Yaakov Oilo, who atzmai, that this Vlad, even though the mother's in the keva, the kid could be brought for Korban Eila, is that true? Or a minute, I have a question, it says Alocha, that Tmuras Oshom, we have a Tmura from a Korban Oshom, then Vlad Tmura, let's say he made it into a keva, the Tmura, and it gives birth, Vlad Vladin, Vlad Atzai Kolelum, man, how many generations down, is the wrong Archistoivu. These kids cannot be brought for Korban, because the mother was not fit to be brought for Korban, was in the Keva. And therefore, rather, you have to wait till it comes about moment, Vimkor and sell it, Vyiplo Dom of Nadav, and the money you bring for Korban Nadav. Rabbi Lezer Reiner, Yemaisu. That's Rabbi Lezer, his sheet, the reason, beginning of Moros Vachim, that a Korban Oshim is the same thing as a Korban Chatis, so these Chamisha Lochis. That Lemis Ozlo, according to Rabbi Lezer, applies to a Noshim also. Therefore, the Tmura, the Vlad, is Yemaisu. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, our Rabbi Lezer says, no, Yavu the Demeyam Oila, with the money you bring in Korban Oila. But the Tzadik is Bedomimin, who adds Maloi, you have to sell the Vlad, and with the money you bring in Korban Oila, but not the Vlad itself. So the question is, why not? According to Rabbi Lezer, why don't I say the Vlad itself should be brought for Korban Oila? So where is Amram Chizda? Reb Lezer one Teret Tidla, the Rei and the Rabbon and Carmelu, is only talking about the Rabbon and Shita. It's like this. Lididi, me, myself, freely I hold, the Afilu Vlad, not me, Korban Oilo, even the Vlad's also brought for Korban Oilo. But the Ditchu, you Rabbonin, the Armu said, you say Roya, that no, you can't be brought for Korban, you have to let it pasture, which comes about Mum. Oidilumi has agreed to me this much, to Moiswas and the Dovas Yochid Asli, that the money does not go for the Shefer of the Korban Tzibor, but goes for Nitvas Yochid. So Rabbi Lezer's only argue on the Rabbanim Lishita Sam, but Rabbi Lezer himself really holds, just like the Vlad in the Mishnah of an Oila is brought for a Korban, who within the Vlad of an Oshim is also brought for Korban. And the Amla, the Rabbanim said back, no, Moisa the Nitvas Tzibor, that's the Rabbanim Shita. Rav Amano, Rabbi says, no, there's a Chilik in Rabbi Lezer himself. Ad kan lo kamar Reb Lezer who ats ma Yaakov Oilo. When does Reb Lezer say in our Mishnah? When you mafresh in the cave for an Oilo. So the mother, even though the mother cannot be brought for the korban, the vlad is brought. Elva mafresh nekevel yodah. Will you mafresh nekevel for korban oilam? The yikis shem oil alimoy. The kol ponim etzchal the shem oil alimoy. And Rashi explains because there is an oilas oif. There are birds. By a bird, there's no din zocher. Even the kevel could be brought for korban oilam. So by oifes, there is a shem oilas oif on the kevel. So even though the behema Nikav is not brought for a korban, but kol ponim etzchalik lushes aguf on this behemah, on this nikava, that you can't use it until it becomes a balmum. That's when the Blazer says that the kid also is brought for a korban, because the mother has a gdushas oiler on it.